December 1st, 2020. And wow, it's been a really long time since I've done one of these podcasts. So I don't know. I wanted to go ahead and start one today. I don't know if I'll keep this up. I've noticed that when I get in the mindset of doing one thing like video editing, I just don't have time to do these podcasts, or not necessarily the time, but the creative mindset. You know, if I was a content creator full time, if I was able to run my media company full time and make a living out of it, then absolutely I could do 8 hours of creative work, whether that be creating a script for a video, editing a video, filming a video, doing a podcast, whatever it is, I could totally do it if I had more time to allocate to creative endeavors. So I don't know. I don't know if that, you know, I don't think people consider, you know, that you only have a limited, a finite amount of energy that you can put towards specific projects. And unfortunately for me, I just can't seem to be able to juggle doing multiple different things and keep up with a full-time job and a very a job that is very, what's the word, when they ask too much, they're very demanding of you, I guess, is what I was thinking about. And you know, I know every company is trying to do as much as they can to, you know, make the best use of their resources, you know, and I totally understand that. But we're coming up here in the holidays, and it's just been a struggle month to month, and, you know, I'm not making a wage where a couple hours a week is going to make a huge difference, but it definitely does, you know, and I have been taking a lot of advantage of the overtime that's being offered, simply because there's just been a lot of work to go around, and if you don't work in enough hours, you know, that work's just going to end up piling up, and for a while there, I had a bunch of work piled up, and I couldn't really feel good about, you know, my situation. So I don't know. I'm trying to make the best of my situation with work, and trying to put out as many videos as I can. Unfortunately, just today actually, haven't been feeling well, so hopefully it comes and passes. You know, I've just been having a headache, and my throat has been like dry and mucked up, and I've had a runny nose, so I'm hoping it's really just because I brought in some cats, and you know, they have very furry, different coat than my other cat. So I think that maybe the difference in coat or their environment that they came from might be maybe making me more allergic than I would like to. So I don't know, even right now, like, just talking is making me realize how burnt out of shape my voice is. And you know, I been making YouTube videos, but honestly, it's one take, you know, that's what you're gonna get. So sometimes I F up on the script. I say stuff real incorrectly, grammatically incorrectly, or just pronounced incorrectly. But I'm not very often am I gonna go back and say it. I mean, if I mess up, I might retake it, you know, on the spot, just edit out the extra. But through one recording, if I don't say it right the first time, I guess that's how it's gonna end up. Because I'm not really in the position of making my content super high quality. Because let's be honest, I just can't really, you know, I can't really afford it. I don't have the time. So it is what it is for now. You know, if it ever grows and I can hire on more people to help with certain aspects, definitely gonna up the quality. But for now, it works, and I've just been having a lot of fun doing a lot of the basketball videos I've done lately. Did a hypothetical trade for John Wall, a hypothetical trade for Russell Westbrook, and a hypothetical trade for Blake Griffin and Derrick Rose. And, you know, so far good videos for me. They've been watched more than a lot of my other shitty vlog content, which is great for me. It makes me happy. So I'm kind of trying to think about how I can take it from what I've been doing and just expand on it, because obviously there's an interest, and I have a long background with NBA and NBA 2K and basketball in general. So I think it would be a great outlet for me to make videos on that particular topic, since I haven't really found my thing on YouTube. It's funny because I kind of wanted to make a channel that would help the Mexicans out in our position in society, right? And I set out to do that, and I've just been kind of experimenting since, you know, this is kind of just a part-time thing that I'm doing on the side, and haven't really made any profit. I'm actually losing money every year running this thing. So, but, you know, the point is, hopefully, if I don't get anywhere, maybe at the 10-year mark, then we'll call it quits. But for now, you know, we'll just see where it goes and take it from there. Holy cow, that was almost an accident. But people are too impatient, and these construction road workers are kind of slow and not the most competent. But yeah, that was super dumb, the other person. Where was I? So, yeah, I don't know. I'm not saying they've been super successful, but, you know, I mean, as opposed to maybe 30 to 50 views, which is probably just my closest friends who subscribe to my channel, I get maybe 100 to 300 views, you know. So I'm kind of trying to streamline that process and, you know, develop a process to push out these videos on a more consistent basis, you know. But kind of want to experiment with a couple different ideas that I have. But yeah, if you are listening into this and you do watch my or subscribe to my YouTube channel, or if you haven't already, go ahead and go and subscribe. Just search up Apochly, same as this podcast. You'll see the logo there, and yeah, go ahead and subscribe. I would highly appreciate it. And take a look and subscribe, comment, you know, let me know. Let's build a community. Let's interact. Let me know how you like the video. If you have any suggestions for other videos, you know, let's get things going. But yeah, anyways, I'm just done lunch. I'm doing this on my lunch break here at work. I, you know, don't want to retract from anyways, yeah, I don't want to bore you guys anymore. You know, I realize that I have too much shit content. I want to try to get better content, you know, even though, you know, it kind of contradicts what I was talking about earlier, you know, I mean, and doesn't mean that I can't up my quality and care a little bit more. And I've been trying to make a lot more custom videos. I've been trying to research some other content creators that I admire and see if I can kind of replicate some of their formula into my videos and into my channel. The thing is, I want to expand too much, and you know, I haven't even built up one channel, you know, and I have so much different genres and stuff, a broad range of topics that I wanna talk about, and I just simply don't have the time to push out content on a bunch of different channels, you know, let alone. Because I don't even have the time to do it on the one I already have, you know, and I have gained a couple more subscribers, you know, the last couple of days with these jazz videos. I'm highly appreciative of those. Hopefully they don't unsubscribe after a couple of days. I've had that happen a handful of times. Zaxby's. Is that any good? I really don't know about this place, but yeah, anyways, let me go ahead and end this show. Yeah, I'm gonna maybe order some Zaxby's. I've never had this place before, so let's see how it goes. I was actually gonna get some eaters, some clam chowder soup, but I don't know. I just ended up here today, right now, just to visit an employee, so let's go ahead and try this. Thank you for listening. You guys have a wonderful rest of the day, and I appreciate your time.